You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. The short video platform TikTok was already a big hit before the pandemic, but since so many people have been stuck at home since March, a lot more people are discovering it. And even though TikTok is in the news for its new CEO, Kevin Mayer, who was poached from Disney, and for record labels who think the service should pay more to publishers and artists for using their songs, and for actual calls to ban it in the US over its Chinese ownership and security and privacy fears, well, people like Marketplace's own Jesus Alvarado are finding that in quarantine, it's just kind of fun.
More than 300 million people downloaded TikTok in the first quarter of this year. That's 50% more than last quarter, and total 2 billion downloads. Laura Pearson, a student at USC, who happens to be my roommate, started hearing huge buzz about TikTok right before her spring break. Her friends were sending her lots of links to sketches and dance videos. So she downloaded the app thinking, yeah, a nice, easy way to kill some quarantine time.
It's like this cute little app that you can record videos.
She started to spend more and more time on TikTok when she wasn't zooming into her classes. Soon enough, she started producing. She recruited Orlean Pereira, our other roommate. She's of course also home from her teaching job at El Camino College here in Southern California. They chose Zico's Any Song.
So we spent the whole night trying to figure out how to do the dance and have a certain level of swag.
I stayed out of the way in the living room while my roommates discovered how much time it takes to perfect a TikTok dance.
And that just gave me a whole new perspective on TikTok, that you see these super silly videos, but boy, is it quite the production.
That's Orlean. Then we all decided, well, let's do this. We invested in a really nice phone tripod with a cute little Bluetooth control. On Amazon, you can even find bundles called TikTok kits, including a ring light, tripod, and some other fancy stuff, with prices ranging from 45, 60, and even up to 90 bucks. My first tries? Two sketches. Not amazing, but still funny. Right now, almost two-thirds of TikTok users are under the age of 34. It's especially popular with 18 to 24-year-olds. Yep, that's us. Talent agents are getting in on the action, managing famous TikTokers trying to get work in Hollywood and connecting social media influencers already making big money. Laura is showing the TikTok universe her crocheting wizardry. And as for Orlean, she has a few dance TikToks in drafts, including one to the song Wannabe by the Spice Girls. And for me, keeping my day job for now.
That was Marketplace assistant producer Jesus Alvarado. And roommates. Now that I think of it, I don't crochet, but I do knit, so maybe I also am a future TikTok wannabe. And for the first time ever, TikTok will be a virtual attendee of the New Fronts events later in June, where it hopes to attract digital and TV advertisers to the platform. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.